booster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
That's right. You heard it. If you're vaccinated and attending a moderately sized gathering with other vaccinated people, you can do so maskless. Good morning. This is the WABC Early News. I'm Frank Morano.
Well, it isn't even just vaccinated people. It's other people, too. But I... Well, we're going to get into that, Frank, because frankly, the new mask rules, Frank, in some ways are great, but the question is, are folks really celebrating this? Because I think it was a little bit short of what we were hoping for. But anyway, as you heard, Deb is following breaking news. Christian and Eric are at the controls. Sid will be up with sports at 5:15. We're also going to be, man, you're not going to believe what the woman who allegedly ran down that NYPD officer, that poor man, you're not going to believe what she was doing just before the accident. Mm. And it's on, of course, video. And also a celeb-studded bash to get the world vaccinated. That's going to be happening in May. And in your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40. I've never had more interest in a Jet Set Juliet segment than I do with this one. From 3 hours away to 13, I'm going to give you five of my favorite affordable all-inclusive couples resorts. And I did a lot of research on this, and I think you're going to be very pleased.
Oh, well, that sounds very, very alluring.
Yes.
All right, speaking of alluring, Joe Nolan has the traffic and transit on the sevens. Hello, Joe.
Hey, good morning, Frank. Good morning, Juliet. And we're out to start with a few things out here you need to know about. First of all, on the drive southbound, right around Houston Street, there was an accident. That has now been cleared. They got it out of the way about 5 minutes ago, so there might still be some delays southbound on the drive. If you're southbound on 287 up in Westchester, I'm sorry, in New Jersey at exit 17, right by 202, 206, an accident right lane. Then in Westchester, westbound at 287 in Greenberg, right by exit 5, there's a collision as well. Brooklyn bound for us on a lower level. That road work continues. Same thing on the Jersey Turnpike as you travel northbound the outer roadway. And alternate side of the street, parking rules and regulations once again today are in effect. The support service of LifeLock. Identity thieves love tax forms with your personal info to steal your identity. That's why LifeLock helps protect, monitor, and restore your identity. LifeLock.com. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you. The king of the queens, bro. And we now move. Well, I got to tell you, the weather today is going to stop traffic. From the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, we're going to get up to 85 degrees today in New York City. We'll start off partly cloudy this morning, and then it'll become pretty much consistently cloudy throughout the afternoon. There may even be a stray shower or thunderstorm. But again, if it's, you know, if it's not storming or raining, it should be pretty nice. 85 degrees with very light winds. Tomorrow, we're looking at a drop, only going down to 71, though. So it should be very, very nice. Unfortunately, we're going to have showers throughout the day. Friday, though, looks better. We're hovering around 70 degrees, Frank, with partly sunny, partly cloudy skies, depending on the time of day. And Saturday looks beautiful, 65 degrees and sunny, sunny, sunny. Abundant sun, as they say. Right now, it's 53 degrees in New York City.
Well, I want to remind people that today is the big day, the very first radio debate for the Democratic primary for mayor. I think we're going to have four candidates here this afternoon from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. in a very special event hosted by Governor David Patterson and moderated by Dominic Carter. So I want to encourage folks to listen to that from 4 to 6. And if you want to submit a question, you can go to WABCradio.com and do so on there. Now, one of the candidates for mayor, I'm not sure is going to be there today, but he's making quite a bit of news, and that's New York City Comptroller Scott Stringer, a former intern from his campaign in 2001 when he was running for public advocate, is accusing him of groping and sexual misconduct allegations. Now, Scott Stringer has denied the charges. The unnamed woman is saying that Stringer repeatedly touched her sexually without her consent and made multiple sexual advances toward her, which she rejected. Apparently, according to her lawyer, there's going to be a press conference today detailing the allegations.
Well, that should be interesting to see if this begins the, you know, it opens up a rat's nest or... it doesn't. Let's talk about that woman who ran down a cop yesterday on the LAE. She is in big trouble. Jessica Beauvais is her name. She posted a nearly two-hour live stream podcast Monday evening where she ranted about the Derek Chauvin trial. She talked about guns. She talked about the death penalty and then went on a particularly troubling riff about cops, wrapping the whole thing up by saying, F the police, all while vaping and doing shots. Just a few hours later, 43-year-old NYPD highway officer Anastasio Sakos was dead. Beauvais allegedly plowed into him as he was directing traffic at that accident scene that Deb was telling you about. She drove off before being arrested, telling cops, F you, I don't have to listen to you. The 32-year-old is now facing 13 charges and many, many years in prison.
Do we think, given what she was saying, or has anybody said whether they think she targeted this police officer that she ran over?
I mean, the suggestion is that based on what she was saying, yes. I mean, look, the fact is she was wasted, apparently. And you do really strange things when you're ripped sometimes. Some people do. And, who knows what was in the vape? Maybe it was drugs. I don't know. But
no, it's awfully sad. Oof. President Biden's son, Hunter Biden, is headed to Tulane University. A university spokesperson confirmed yesterday that Biden is one of nine guest speakers scheduled to address a new 10-week online course known as Media Polarization and Public Policy Impacts. Other guest speakers include Dr. Deborah Birx, Fox News political analyst Juan Williams, and New York Times columnist Brett Stevens.
Well, it's an announcement I think we can all cheer about. Maybe not, yeah, maybe more of a yay. President Biden announcing yesterday that vaccinated Americans can now be outside and go to small gatherings without a mask. The CDC is still advising that we wear masks indoors and at crowded outdoor events like concerts or sporting events, as you heard Deb and Frank talking about earlier. If you haven't been vaccinated, the CDC says you can also not wear a mask if you're around people who have been vaccinated in these small outside gatherings. There are some changes, other changes of note, though, that weren't getting all the play as the mask stuff was yesterday. And by the way, these apply to fully vaccinated people only, what I'm about to tell you, fully vaccinated people. And that means that you are 2 weeks out from your final shot. Workers can now go back to the office if you're vaccinated. You don't have to wear a mask if you're with other vaccinated people. Okay. You don't have to get tested before or after you travel domestically, nor do you have to self-quarantine. You also don't have to take a test before leaving the U.S. for international destinations unless the country that you're going to requires you to. That's actually a big one. And you don't have to self-quarantine when you get home, among other things.
Well, a Florida private school teacher is addressing a controversial decision. A private school leader in Florida is addressing a controversial decision involving the coronavirus. Miami's Center Academy informed parents this week it will not allow teachers or staff who've been vaccinated to be around students. You heard that correctly. They will not allow teachers or staff who have been vaccinated to be around students. CEO Layla Centner said yesterday there isn't enough information about the long-term health effects of the COVID vaccine, but she clarified that no one who got the vaccine will be fired. A school official tells CBS 4 News in Florida that staffers who are vaccinated will be given responsibilities away from students, but they'll remain on the payroll.
Well, another possible hate crime involving a noose, this time out on Long Island. It happened earlier this month in a neighborhood in Farmingdale. 23-year-old Kieran Taylor, who is black, says that he was on the job working for the Cooper Power and Lighting Company when he came back to his work area and found two nooses hanging, allegedly by his white coworkers. He says he called the cops to report the crime, but when he told his boss that he called the cops, he got in trouble. The Suffolk County Police Department's hate crimes unit is currently investigating.
At 5:15, somebody that is very rarely investigated these days.
Well,
Sid Rosenberg has got sports for us.
Well, good morning, Frank and Juliet.
Sid.
Oh, it's going to be gorgeous today. It's going to be 85.
Oh, congratulations on your vaccine, first vaccine.
Thank you. Very happy
for you.
Well, thank you very much. I loved your tweet. We can travel now. I'm feel mixed on this. I'll get to it later, but I am one done, so I've got 3 weeks.
Well, you cannot.
Oh, you got the J&J.
What's that?
You got the Johnson & Johnson?
No, I got the Pfizer. I go back in 3 weeks for the second one.
If you're thinking about a career as a private school teacher at Centner Academy, forget.
It's out. It's over? Okay. Well, thanks for letting me know, because I was considering that. Let's get to the baseball from last night. The Yankees. How about those Yanks? Three home runs. You know, Yankee fans, you got to love it. when Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton hit home runs in the same game. That was the case last night. Yankees beat the Orioles 5-1 behind six strong innings from Corey Kluber. He got his first win of the year. And when Aaron Judge comes to the plate, well, you know, all eyes.
One, cut on and ripped to left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. A Judgian blast. He had a line drive to left. And left field in Camden Yards yields a lot of home runs.
John Sterling on the call, WFAN, Judge number 5, Stanton number 6, Higashioka number 4, and the Yanks again beat the Orioles 5-1. They're tied with Baltimore at 10-13 for last place. The Mets, they lost last night to Boston 2-1. David Peterson took the loss. He fell to 1-3, pitched well, but the Mets mustered no offense on this day. Mets are still in first place, though, at 9-9. They'll play the Red Sox again today, and it is Jacob DeGrom Day. DeGrom comes in pitching to a 0.31 ERA. Congratulations to the Brooklyn Nets. They've already wrapped up a playoff spot. Beat Toronto last night, 116-103. A double-double for Kevin Durant, 17 points and 10 rebounds, 22 for Jeff Green. On the bigger note, the Nets at 42-20 are still number one in the East, a game and a half better than the 76ers. But the Brooklyn Nets are playoff bound. Here's their head coach, Steve Nash.
I think also the more we were able to spread them out and play with a little pace, like I said, make them guard in space, we were able to create bigger openings, bigger gaps, longer rotations.
Hockey last night, the Rangers beat Buffalo 3-1. Rangers now 4 points behind Boston for the last playoff spot inside the Eastern Division. Islanders got shut out 1-0 by Washington. The Isles have fallen into third place. Devils beat the Flyers 6-4. And tomorrow night, round one of the NFL draft, the Giants set to select number 11. The Jets set to select number 2. Sports at 15 and 45. For the WABC Early News, I'm vaccinated, and I'm Sid Rosenberg.
517. Joe Nolan, where are you in terms of vaccination at this point?
Over. Got it done. I guess the second one was about 3 weeks ago.
Okay, so you're fully vaccinated.
Yep, and I got the Pfizer, and it was nothing. It was no big deal at all.
I feel very comfortable with you and Juliet here.
Yeah, I know. Sitting here in my basement all by myself, right? It's great.
So take that mask off.
If traveling northbound on the turnpike, the outer roadway closed again. That road work, that'll continue. Then southbound on the drive, an accident. Houston Street, all lanes are closed. Brooklyn Boulevard is on a lower level. Again, that road work is still there. We also have problems on 287. One in Westchester, westbound at exit 5 in Greenberg. Another accident in Jersey, southbound at exit 17, 202, 206. And alternate site again today is going to be in effect. The support is a service of Audible. Freshen up your playlist this spring with Audible Plus. Listen all you want to thousands of select Audible originals, audiobooks, podcasts, and more. Start your 30-day Audible Plus trial when you sign up for audible.com. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. We have been hitting all-time highs with the stocks, and the Fed has been meeting. We're going to find out what they have to say and what kind of policy they are working on. Coming up in Frank's business report, coming up in your Jet Set, Julia, travel update at 540, a sun-drenched, all-inclusive beachfront boutique hotel in Mexico that is perfect for the couple that loves luxury and pampering, but not the lavish price tag. And I've been there, and I can tell you it is one of my favorite hotels in the world.
This is the WABC Early News.
The opening bell rings this morning after stocks closed out Tuesday mix. The Dow Jones Industrial Average edged up 3 points to finish the day at 33,984. The S&P 500 lost almost 1 point to 4186, and the NASDAQ lost 48 to end the day at 14090. The Federal Reserve's policymaking panel wraps up a two-day meeting today. The Federal Open Market Committee is expected to keep the central bank's key lending rate close to zero and pump more money into the financial system through bond purchases. Today's meeting will be followed by a press conference from Fed Chair Jerome Powell, Juliet.
All right, we have a royal alert now. The royal exiles will join America's president and first lady for a charity bash next month. The Global Citizens Vax Live concert to reunite the world will live stream May 8th. It's hosted by Selena Gomez and will feature both Meghan and Harry, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, along with the Bidens, Vice President Kamala Harris, Ben Affleck, Chrissy Teigen, plus performances by J-Lo, J Balvin, Her, and others. The event is an effort to increase public confidence in the vaccine and also to encourage human beings to think as global citizens when it comes to helping less fortunate countries like India, for example.
That's some royal alert. I do wonder what kind of impact that will have on more people getting the vaccine.
I think it probably will have a pretty decent impact, and especially raise awareness for, you know, the fact that we need to help other people in other countries, like, again, like India, who these folks are really suffering. And thankfully, President Biden is sending some of our vaccine supply, the extra supply, over there, which I think is wonderful, as are other countries.
Do you watch the television program The Handmaid's Tale?
I watched two episodes of it and I couldn't take it anymore.
I see. So I've never seen it. I'm told it's great. But now fans of the series, The Handmaid's Tale, are already binging on the fourth season because it's back. The first three episodes dropped a few hours early on Hulu. And as in past seasons, the remaining episodes of the Emmy-winning series will be released weekly. A spinoff series called The Testaments is also in the works.
I have to tell you, John and I started The Serpent last night, which is based on a true story, and it is fantastic.
And what's that about?
It's about a guy who basically he's a gem dealer, and he basically goes around killing tourists in Bangkok. It's really a fantastic show. I don't want to give too much away, but it stars, what is her name? Jenna Coleman, who was Queen Victoria in PBS's Victoria. It's excellent. Excellent acting. Just a great show. I would highly suggest it.
What network is it on?
You know, it might be Netflix. I'm not quite sure. John always, he's the handler.
So it's got the Juliet recommendation. The service.
Definitely. Okay. It's another case of adults harassing school kids. So this actually went viral. It was viral video. It ended up getting the harasser fired. Sam Johnson was the CEO of Visuwell, which is a telemedicine company in Nashville, Tennessee. He was axed Monday, after being shown on camera mocking a teenage boy who was wearing a dress at his prom. The student, 18-year-old Dalton Stevens, who is gay, says that he thought he looked good and he liked the dress, but the 46-year-old Johnson, who just happened to be at the hotel, wasn't part of the prom event, wouldn't stop. He kept following this kid and mocking him and saying really mean things. The student's boyfriend was slapped at one point by this homophobic dude. As nearby parents scolded the adult and told him to stop, he wouldn't stop again. Johnson's former company tweeted Monday that his actions, quote, contradicted the high standards we set for ourselves. And apparently he was also kicked out of the hotel as well.
Well, prepare for a possible gas shortage this summer. Apparently, there are not enough tanker truck drivers to carry the fuel to gas stations. CNN reporting, industry group National Tank Truck Carriers says it's so bad, about 25% of trucks aren't being used right now. Before the pandemic, that number was at 10%. But in the last year, fewer people were driving, reducing the demand for gas. Several training programs were also shut down. That could mean bad news for drivers come summer.
Well, we've got a woke alert this time. It's a woke alert. And CBS, apparently their attempt at wokeness is not quite panning out the way that they'd hoped it would. Since host Sharon Osbourne left the show, The Talk, after getting wrapped up in a racism scandal, the show has been tanking since she was forced out back in April. Osbourne apparently left after the details are pretty, I mean, we've been talking about them ad nauseum, but she got into a heated argument with her co-host, Cheryl Underwood, over Osbourne's support for Piers Morgan, who some felt made racist comments against Meghan Markle. And Osbourne and Morgan have been friends for many, many years, and Osbourne was basically just sticking up for her pal. Soap Opera Network reports The Talk is now the lowest rated daytime show and is on the chopping block.
That is incredible. One person can do. Wow.
Well, I mean, it's possibly that, but it's also just people are getting tired of the woke situations. You know, let somebody express their opinion.
There will be no designated survivor for President Biden's joint address to Congress tonight. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters most of Biden's cabinet won't be attending the speech in person. Normally, the commander-in-chief picks a high-ranking official to miss the address in case of an incident that takes out the president and other cabinet officials. Psaki noted several administration officials will be watching the speech at the Capitol. That includes Vice President Harris and Secretary of State Anthony Blinken.
Wow, interesting. All right, usually I would save this for the Jets at Julia travel update, but since the travel update is so chock full of exciting things, I'm going to do it now. One of these days, I'm going to surprise my husband with a new home in Italy for a dollar. Another Italian town is offering dollar houses. This time it's Castiglione di Sicilia, which is an ancient town on the slopes of Mount Etna near the beaches of the coastline there. 900 abandoned homes are being offered up. Most are located in the oldest parts of the town. And again, this is on Sicily, the island of Sicily. Now, some are ruined, but, you know, they've got kind of the shell, but some are in decent condition. The buildings date back hundreds of years, some to Renaissance times. A special task force will work with buyers from all over the world. So if you're an American, you'll be able to work with these task force people. The caveat is you might have to pay a little more depending on the state of the property, and you have to complete renovations within 3 years. And I'll post more on my Twitter at Juliet Huddy TV.
527, time for traffic and transit on the sevens. Here's Joe Nolan.
Wheel last night, Wheel of Fortune, lady won a house.
You kidding?
What?
No.
Was it a dollar house in Italy?
No, it was Margaritaville. Down in,
what?
Yeah. Woman won a house on Wheel of Fortune last night. One of those Margaritaville ones down in Florida. Unbelievable. $300,000+. Yeah.
Nice.
Anyway, northbound turnpike, the outer roadway, all lanes are closed, but construction shows you what my life is, by the way. Brooklyn bound Verrazano lower level, there's road work there. Southbound Connecticut Turnpike, New York line, right at the state line. Two lanes are closed with road work. And these pair of problems on 287, one at Westchester, westbound at exit 5 in Greenberg. The other one is southbound on 287, exit 17 in New Jersey by 202, 206. Right lane going to be out. Mass transit's good. Alternate side again today is in effect. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. Coming up in your Jets at Juliet travel update at 5:40, an affordable, all-inclusive Bahamian beach resort that feels more like your own private yacht club. Perfect for the couple who likes to socialize without the massive hangover the next day. But first, let's head over to the news desk. Deb has your headlines.
From the 77 WABC Early News Desk, I'm Deborah Valentine. A person of interest in custody this morning following a double homicide in New York. Two females, ages 51 and 37, died of multiple stab wounds. They were pronounced dead at Harlem Hospital Tuesday. A rally against anti-Asian attacks.
Rally Tuesday demanding justice for the victim and an end to anti-Asian violence.
Get out of this neighborhood if you want to do that. We're not going to accept that here.
As a Latino, we can't tolerate it. As African Americans, we can't tolerate it. You know, as New Yorkers, we shouldn't tolerate it. We can't turn a blind eye to it.
Cops took 49-year-old Gerard Powell into custody yesterday morning after he was recognized from security cam video. This past Friday's brutal attack was caught on video, leaving 61-year-old Yao Panman hospitalized and in a coma after he had been collecting cans to make money for his family. I'm Bob Brown for 77 WABC News.
The 66-year-old man remains in a coma in that Harlem shelter. Resident Powell charged with attempted murder and assault as a hate crime in connection with that unprovoked attack. At WABC News time 5:30. We've got about another 30 seconds. Part of New York City Mayor de Blasio's nearly $100 billion city budget includes the hiring of more than 600 social workers and psychologists. That for New York City's 1,700 public schools post-COVID to help out those students. Schools Chancellor Misha Ross Porter spoke about it yesterday in favor.
To put into words how significant this moment and this historic investment is.
Fox is next.
I'm Carmen Roberts. Hours from now, President Biden will give his first speech to Congress, although COVID restrictions will limit the audience size.
It's expected that he'll make the case for more government spending beyond COVID relief, including on what Democrats call racial justice, climate justice, social infrastructure, and student debt relief.
Fox's Kevin Cork. Protesters keep up the pressure in Elizabeth City, North Carolina, over the deputy shooting death of Andrew Brown Jr.
You can't raise your children because you're thinking they're going to die.
Protesters also upset the city enacted a curfew for peaceful demonstrations.
We saw officers move in wearing riot gear, continuously trying to disperse the crowd. When that didn't work, we saw officers handcuff and arrest a handful of protesters.
Fox's Charles Watson. America's listening to Fox News.
Entertaining and informative. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Welcome back, everybody. Yeah, it's true. I actually just looked up the Margaritaville houses down in Florida. They're actually very, very cute. It's a 55 and up community. We were talking about this with Joe Nolan just a few seconds ago because some woman just won a house, a Margaritaville house. On Wheel of Fortune. They're really cute. They're painted in all sorts of pastels. Lovely, Frank.
Absolutely.
Yeah. By the way, we are going to get up to 85 degrees today. Yes, I'm Juliet Huddy along with Frank Morano. And coming up in your Jet Set Juliet travel update, I've got five all-inclusive resorts for couples. They are affordable. They are all really cool. And they're all sort of, I've curated them for the different type of couples out there. Types of couples.
Well, it sounds cool. I'll be always looking for something, for an idea for an anniversary or a birthday for my wife. I will be taking fastidious notes.
Well, pay attention to the first one because I think you guys will.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. Elon Musk is firing back at Jeff Bezos as the two billionaires fight over a NASA moon project. Musk's company, SpaceX, recently beat Bezos's Blue Origin space company for a government contract to build a ship that could take astronauts to the moon by 2024. Blue Origin filed a protest Monday with the Government Accountability Office, claiming NASA had moved the goalposts at the last minute for the contract. Musk responded yesterday with a sarcastic tweet claiming Bezos can't get it up to orbit, LOL. The NASA project with SpaceX plans to put humans back on the moon for the first time since 1972.
Well, Frank, I told you a few weeks back about a study linking loneliness in older women to dementia and old age. Actually, I think you jumped on this one, too. Mm. Another bit of loneliness data that'll definitely get your attention, gentlemen. Experts in Finland have been tracking a group of men since the 1980s, and they found that the ones who said that they were lonely had a 10% greater risk of developing cancer. In fact, being lonely is just as bad, it turns out, as smoking or being overweight, according to the study. Researchers say it's just food for thought.
Mm. That's one of the frightening things about aging is the possibility of dementia. New York City restaurant and bar advocates are happy to see the possibility of another coronavirus restriction lifted. The New York State Senate is moving to lift the requirement that bars and restaurant patrons must order food when they drink. The New York City Hospitality Alliance says lifting the rule is a common sense and a step in the right direction. The alliance says other bans still need to be addressed, like putting bar stools back at bars and lifting the midnight curfew.
You know, I actually think, did Deb Valentine talk about this earlier? Did I hear? Maybe I was hallucinating earlier when I woke up, but I thought I heard Governor Cuomo give that attention and say that the ban was going to be lifted, that you would be able to sit there and not order a drink without having to order food.
Outside of New York City, not within New York City.
Okay. That's ridiculous.
It is.
Okay. Anyway, no editorializing now. All right. Those cell phone cameras, they are a double-edged sword, as we all know. And also, according to scientists, not only are they busting criminals and Karens, but they are also apparently impairing our memory. Researchers here in the U.S. tested people's recall after taking photos of artwork. And it turns out that people were better at recalling their details when they hadn't been taking the snaps. So the lesson is, apparently, experts say just live in the moment when we're at museums or landmarks or just places or events where we want to vividly remember.
Well, but the contrary to that is you do live in the moment. Maybe you remember it better, but you don't have that photo for forever.
Well, I think their message is not that you can't take photos, but just make sure that you actually appreciate what you're seeing and what you're experiencing and then take the photo.
Okay.
You know, focus a little bit more. Don't be in such a rush to move on. I think
makes sense. All right. New York City public schools plan on bolstering mental health support for students. City Council Speaker Corey Johnson says in the wake of the pandemic, officials can't expect kids to return to school and act like nothing happened. New York City announced comprehensive mental health resources for students, which include hiring 600 additional support workers next school year. It also includes providing services this year during the city's Summer Rising program.
All right. A little bit later, I'm going to tell you about a study. You know how people say one dog year is equal to seven human years?
Mm.
Well, not so. And I'm going to give you that information in a second. But before we do that, it's a very funny story. Very quickly, it was one way to get publicity. A 28-year-old Florida woman who is vying with other women across the country for a chance to appear on the cover of Maxim magazine. She got that professional photo shoot. Unfortunately, it was at the local police station. Olivia Taylor Washek was arrested after offering strangers drunken lap dances outside a bar in St. Petersburg, Florida. But that wasn't what got her arrested. It was when she asked the officers who came to calm her down if they wanted to, quote, bang her on the sidewalk. She's facing disorderly intoxication charges, and I'm guessing will probably use the $25,000 prize if she wins that cover to pay off her lawyer and her fines.
I would imagine so. 5:37, traffic and transit on the sevens with the inimitable Joe Nolan. Hello, Joe.
Yes, St. Pete Beach. Turnpike northbound, the outer roadway, all lanes are closed again, construction. Outbound on the Grand Central, right at LaGuardia, construction there as well. Three lanes are out. Also delays Brooklyn-bound Verrazano, that lower level. Again, the road work continues. Connecticut Turnpike southbound, right at the New York State line. Two lanes are out. Again, the road work. Now, if you're on 287, that accident up in Greenberg is still there at exit 5, one lane out. Same thing southbound down in Bridgewater in New Jersey at 202-206, a right lane accident. Mass Transit, everybody there pretty good. And all on the side of the street, parking rules are in effect. With traffic on the sevens, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joseph. And Frank, what's happening in your business report coming up?
Well, we're going to talk about the SBA, the Small Business Administration, and what they're doing to help restaurants around the country recover from COVID.
Well, that sounds great. And also in your Jet Set Julia travel update at 5:40. Oh, an overwater bungalow resort in the Indian Ocean that looks and feels outrageously expensive, but won't make you want to dive off your own private deck and never surface again.
Attention Social Security and SSI recipients. If you did not receive an economic impact payment for your eligible spouse or dependents, you may need to file a 2020 tax return with the IRS and claim the recovery rebate credit. Go to ssa.gov/EIP to see if you need to file a tax return and if eligible for other refundable tax credits, like the child tax credit. That's ssa.gov/EIP. Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
All the news that's fit to be heard. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.
5:40, the opening bell rings this morning after stocks closed out yesterday mixed. The Dow Jones edged up 3 points to finish the day at 33,984. The S&P 500 lost almost 1 point, and the NASDAQ lost 48 points. The Small Business Administration is offering over $28 billion in funding to restaurants hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic. Applications for funds will open up on Monday, May 3rd at noon. SBA Administrator Isabella Casillas Guzman said they want to ensure smaller, underserved businesses can access this critical relief, recover, and grow more resilient. This program will provide restaurants with funding equal to their pandemic-related revenue loss, up to $10 million per business, Julia.
Time for your Jet Set Juliet travel update at 5:40. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Juliet Huddy TV for more details, pictures, and info. Hotels.com recently put together their list of their top picks for affordable, all-inclusive hotels for couples. I've curated and pared the list down to include some of my favorites as well. And Thursday, I'm going to focus on the best all-inclusives for families, but today we're going to focus on couples. And we'll start with the boutique hotel that I stayed at back in 2016 and fell in love with. In fact, John and I considered actually having a destination wedding there. It's called the Beloved Hotel in Playa Mujeres, Mexico. Basically, you fly into Cancun, which is like a 3.5-hour flight. You take a 30-minute cab north through private gates and arrive in Paradise. It's a boutique property, and it's couples only. We booked a regular room, actually the cheapest one, but when we arrived, they asked us if we wanted to upgrade to one with a private pool for $50 a night. I mean, it was worth every penny, Frank. It's got a swim-up bar in the regular pool area. They're definitely generous with food and booze. There are several restaurants and lounge areas, and despite its petite size, it packs a luxurious punch. You can even book a private dinner on the beach, which is what we did. And if you're craving more excitement, you can also get a day pass to its massive sister resort next door. The decor is modern, crisp, whites and creams, and the service is probably the best of any hotel I've ever been to.
So this is the one you think is up my alley.
I love it. Yes, you'd like it.
It sounds like it is
up my alley. For a Friday through Sunday in mid-June, prices start at $416 a night. But remember, that includes everything, all your food, all your drinks, and as much as you want. A little further south is the Explorian Hotel in Cozumel, three and a quarter hour, I guess, flight from JFK. This is a pretty wee resort. It's only got about 55 rooms, and it's one of those places where you go to really feel like you're in your own tropical paradise. The all-inclusive rate covers everything, including your cabanas, whether it's on the beach or at the pool, and really just the whole vibe is secret getaway. Lots of lush green and little walkways and little secret coves. It's not going to be crawling with rowdy teenagers or people. This is where you go if you want to steal away with your lover. Prices for a Tuesday through Friday in June start at $250 a night. Again, all inclusive, and there's free COVID testing on site. Another spot that is super easy to get to and gives you a huge bang for your buck is Warwick on Paradise Island in the Bahamas. This place reminds me of a yacht club, kind of like you joined a yacht club and it's sort of like where you go on the weekends. It's a little more active, kind of seems like the place where you go when you've been married for a few years and you aren't opposed to meeting people, you know, and making new friends. It has 5 restaurants, a massive pool, a beach with crystal clear, you know, the water down there in the Bahamas. Great bars. And again, it's all paid for in your nightly rate. A Thursday through Sunday long weekend in May starts at $230 a night. And by the way, the Warwick was named second best resort in the Bahamas by Condé Nast, which is pretty impressive, and was also voted best all-inclusive in the Caribbean by the Journal Awards. The colorful Jewel Paradise Cove Beach Resort and Spa in Jamaica is next on my list. This is for the partier couple. It's an all-inclusive, again, 4 couples. You've got 6 new restaurants, brand new. They just remodeled, including Japanese and Italian, plus a beachfront spot for candlelight dinners under the stars. It's got a beach, a pool with a water slide, got kayaking and a nightclub and a spa. And there are fresh juices and smoothies to help you get over your night out. A Thursday through Sunday in June, suite room, so like the top of the line, complete with butler service and balcony overlooking the ocean, is only $329 a night. And finally, one of my dreams, Frank, is to stay in the Maldives, which is way over in the Indian Ocean off the coast of India. You know when you see those pictures of the overwater bungalows? It's probably the Maldives or Tahiti. But if you're willing to splurge, willing to deal with a long flight, and you want to live like you've been shipwrecked on your own island, but with all the beautiful modern accoutrements, this is the trip to book. Now, usually these places are outrageously expensive, thousands of dollars a night. But I found one spot that's not only affordable, it's all-inclusive. Robinson Club is a dream getaway. If you're the couple that needs those Instagram pictures that no one else you know is ever going to have, this is the place. They're snorkeling at their private coral reef. The beach is chalky white. The water is sparkling aqua. You have to walk on a wooden deck out into the ocean to your private bungalow, which is stunning. The bars and restaurants on the main island, and it's just your resort. They are drop-dead gorgeous. This is where you want to get engaged. You want to show off. You want to celebrate a huge achievement. It's not a normal getaway. A Friday through Friday, so 7 nights in June, starts at roughly $1,600 if you get one of the beachfront properties. That's not the bungalow. The bungalows are probably a bit more, probably going to get you up to about $4,000. But for 7 nights, all-inclusive, that's still pretty good, I have to say. So all of this, I will give you the information. Once again, I put it on my Twitter account yesterday and teased you, but I'll put all the information on today. And that Maldives thing is calling my name, let me tell you.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, calling my name is the story of Jacob DeGrom pitching tonight, and the man who is doing the calling is Sid Rosenberg, who has sports for us.
Hey, Sidney.
Hey, Frank and Juliet. Good morning. Even Joe Nolan tweeted earlier this morning after I mentioned the fact that Jacob DeGrom is pitching to a .31 ERA, how excited he is to watch DeGrom take on the Red Sox tonight. Mets did play the Red Sox last night, lost again, 2-1 the final score. Mets can score. Francisco Lindor is now hitting .212. He's getting booed every day in Queens. The Mets did fall to 9-9. They're still in first place inside a very shoddy NL East. But it is DeGrom versus the Red Sox later on tonight. Jeff McNeil, though, for some reason, seems to think the Mets are coming out of their offensive stupor.
We're right there. You know, everyone is, you know, working hard. You know, they're doing the cage work. And, you know, we just kind of got to put it all together. And, you know, we need to get hot and start scoring some runs for our pitchers. They've been doing a you know, tremendous job, and we need to support them.
Yankees, they get a win 5-1. They beat the Orioles. 3 home runs for the Yanks. You know it's a good night when Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton homer in the same game. Number 5 for Judge, number 6 for Stanton. Good outing for Corey Kluber. Gets his first win as a Yankee. Yankees move to 10-13. Still tied for last with the Orioles inside the AL East. The Nets wrapped up a playoff spot last night already. Beat Toronto 116-103. Double-double for Kevin Durant. 17 points and 10 rebounds. But the big picture for the Nets has them at 42-20. Number 1 in the East, a game and a half better than the 76ers. Hockey last night, the Islanders are in third place now behind Pittsburgh and Washington inside the Eastern Division. Got shut out again, this time by the Capitals, 1-0. Here's Isles head coach Barry Trotz after the shutout loss.
1-0 loss against a very good team is not what you want, but we, you know, we're, it's not coming real easy right now, and a lot of that's due to the little bit on our part and a little bit on the competition.
Rangers beat the Sabres 3-1. Devils get a win 6-4 over the Flyers. And tomorrow night is the NFL draft. Giants in the first round pick number 11. And the Jets pick number 2. Sports at 15:45. For the WABC Early News, I'm Sid Rosenberg.
5:47, time for the traffic and transit on the 7s with Joe Nolan. Joe, I don't know that I realized you were a Met fan.
No, I'm not. I'm a Yankee fan.
Oh, but you're still just impressed by DeGrom.
Oh, he's incredible.
He is.
.31?
The DeGrominator.
That's insane. Northbound on the turnpike, the outer roadway. All lanes are closed. That with road work. Outbound Grand Central Parkway, slow to LaGuardia Airport. Again, construction. 3 lanes are out. Now, Brooklynbound Verrazano, lower level. Again, that road work continues. Southbound Connecticut Turnpike, right at the New York line. 2 lanes are out. Again, more road work. Now, up to the north on 287, that accident westbound in Greenberg, still causing trouble. Same thing on 287 in New Jersey and Bridgewater. And alternate side is in effect. The supportive service of Audible. Freshen up your playlist this spring. With Audible Plus, listen all you want to thousands of select Audible originals, audiobooks, podcasts, and more. Start a 30-day free Audible Plus trial when you sign up at audible.com. With traffic on the 7s, I'm Joe Nolan, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joe. After the break, that old myth that one dog year is equal to 7 human years, yep, forget it.
This is the WABC Early News.
Thank you, Mr. Announcer. From the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, let's check out a little bit of the weather forecast for today. Actually, they've updated it, so we're only going to get up to 83 degrees today. We'll have partly cloudy skies. That's unbelievable. Partly cloudy skies this morning. So we should see some sun throughout the morning, and then it becomes cloudy during the afternoon. We may have a stray shower or thunderstorm possible. Thursday, 74 degrees, but we will have showers in the morning and then a steady light rain in the afternoon, unfortunately. But by Wednesday, things are Friday, rather. And what day is it? Friday, things clear up. We'll have sunshine and clouds on Friday with a high of about 70 degrees. And Saturday looks really nice. Mostly sunny skies, 65 degrees. Frank?
The state of New York is keeping the memory of DMX alive. State Senate officials announced that DMX's birthday, December 18th, will now be known as Earl DMX Simmons Day. The news comes after the resolution was introduced on the New York State Senate floor last week. The Yonkers native passed away earlier this month.
Well, that old myth that one dog year is equal to 7 human years is kind of imploding at this point. A canine expert, a doctor, says it's not as simple as that, really. Factors like your dog's traits and their cognitive abilities, as well as their breed, have a big impact on their aging process. And Dr. Naomi Harvey from the University of Nottingham, said in the UK, of course, says dogs generally become teenagers at just 6 months old. So when I got my little pup, I mean, she's like 6 months old now. She's a teenager. I can't handle this. She's growing up too fast. They're full-fledged adults, the doctor says, by age 2, and they're considered seniors at age 7. Harvey says dogs mature faster than humans, and by the time they're 1, they're probably their full height, and most will have gone through puberty.
Does it vary significantly based on the breed?
It's not clear, but I would imagine it does. I mean, you know, a lot of these breeds, like I had a Great Dane, Murphy, wonderful, but they tend to die earlier because of the things, you know, right. Because of their physiological issues. But, so maybe do a little research on that.
New York City is set to get its first ever stadium dedicated to soccer. The men's professional team, Queensborough Football Club, announced it will be building a 7,500-seat stadium at York College in Jamaica, Queens. The project is supposed to be finished by 2022 in time for the start of the men's professional soccer club season.
All right, brides and grooms and parents, if you've got kids getting married, and friends, if you're going to the weddings, listen up. Now that the lockdowns have been lifted, for the most part, experts say it's a whole new post-pandemic world when it comes to weddings. After sitting in sweats for a year, American brides, and let's be honest, we're the ones that call the shots on these things for the most part, they want pretty but comfortable and affordable. And that sort of expands the spectrum from clothing to the actual wedding itself. Wedding planners say couples, they want to actually spend more on the big day and are starting to want to spend way less on the dress. Designers are paring down their prices to heed the couple's calls. Vera Wang and Marquesa, who did my gown, by the way, have created gorgeous but affordable collections that highlight a more casual, breathable, less fussy look. And you're going to start seeing civil outfits. Like more suit-like kind types of things, and more things that you would wear if you just went to the Justice of the Peace, you know, at your local city hall. So I'll post some pictures on my Twitter.
New Jersey's coronavirus transmission rate is the lowest it's been in 2 months. It comes as 1,930 additional infections were reported yesterday, with 60 confirmed COVID deaths. Governor Phil Murphy says more than 2.8 million New Jerseyans are now fully vaccinated. Meantime, the CDC is loosening mask restrictions, as we've been telling you, allowing people who've been fully vaccinated to go outside without a face covering.
So are you an art fan?
Yeah, I'll say yes and no. It doesn't, you know, I don't think about it much, but I do like to go to an art auction if I'm on a cruise or something. And there are museums that I enjoy and certain artists that I enjoy. It depends.
Okay, well, you call it a blob of blue. I call it awesome. I'm not usually a fan of contemporary or abstract art, but there are a few exceptions, artists that sing to me. A stunning painting that was once part of the collection of the late philanthropist, socialite, and art collector, Bunny Mellon, is hitting the auction block. The piece is called Untitled, and it is by none other than the legendary Rothko. It was his penultimate painting, showing monochromatic blue hues that experts say encapsulates the spirit of his life's work. Rothko painted it in 1970, which was the year of his suicide, and it is expected to sell for roughly $40 million.
Hmm.
Yeah, so if you've got that hanging around, I wouldn't mind an early birthday present. I know a lot of rich people listen to this show.
Absolutely. That is for sure. All right. The Pioneer Baseball League is thinking outside the batter's box to resolve tied games. The Independent League announced it will employ a knockout rule that involves a sudden death home run duel instead of extra innings. So each team's hitter would get 5 pitches and the game determined by most homers hit. Extra rounds would follow if the game is still tied. Pioneer officials said it's a first of its kind rule. And in an effort to avoid the excessive strain on pitching staffs, the short season professional minor league has teams in Idaho, Montana, Utah, and Wyoming. It'll be interesting to see how this one works out.
Well, from Wyoming and places that most of us never go to the United Kingdom. Britain's love affair with Meghan Markle was over pretty quickly, but Harry seemed to hold on a bit longer. No more, apparently. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex are the only royals not to see a bump in popularity after Prince Philip's funeral. A poll of 1,700 Brits last week gave high marks to the Queen, with 61% saying they feel very positive about the 95-year-old widow. Her son and future King Prince Charles saw a big jump, as did his son and future King and Harry's brother, William, and his wife, excuse me, Kate Middleton. Oh, man, I'm telling you, these allergies are just brutal. I guess today it makes sense
right,
with how warm
exactly.
It's
well, they say one of the strategies to beating allergies this time of year is to continue to wear a mask outside, even though you're no longer required to.
That's not going to happen.
All right. 557, somebody that wears a mask whenever he does his traffic reports is Joe Nolan.
I thought you were going to say when he robs banks. I mean,
yeah,
what else has he all these horrible things that he's apparently doing.
I know, apparently. All right, outbound Grand Central, they were slow at LaGuardia Airport. Again, that construction, three lanes remain out. Now, if you're on the Jersey Turnpike northbound, the outer roadway still has that road work. It's supposed to be out of the way shortly, though. And then also on the Connecticut Turnpike, they have cleared up that problem up at the New York State line. The road work has now been cleared. 287 southbound exit 17, 202, 206, an accident right lane and alternate side again today is in effect. The support is the service of Rocket Mortgage. When you're ready to buy a new home and want a mortgage lender who can help you plan with certainty, Rocket can. Get personalized loan options, closing costs, tax estimates, all in real time. Rocket can. Rocket Mortgage. I'm Joe Nolan. Traffic on the 7s. Talk Radio 77 WABC.
This story is, I think, up your alley. Mm-hmm. An Italian man is leaving behind his tiny hut on the Isle of Budelli, where he has lived alone for more than 30 years. Mauro Morandi announced his departure from the island off the coast of Sardinia this week following repeated threats from local authorities. The 81-year-old took over as the island's caretaker when he ended up there during an attempt to sail from Italy to Polynesia. But when the island changed hands, the caretaker role was eliminated. He's not happy about the situation, but he said he's hopeful Budelli will be safeguarded following his departure.
That is horrible. He is an 81-year-old man. You can't just let him live his life out on this island. They're not doing anything with it. They turned it into a national park.
Yeah.
That's absurd.
I think they should have let him stay.
Ugh. I mean, this is just, that's bureaucracy at its best. And by best, I mean worst.
The worst, yep.
Yeah, ridiculous. All right, coming up, we have Sid telling us what is happening on the Bernie and Sid show. We've got more headlines, including a shooting out in California that'll make Starbucks fans a little nervous. Terrible story. And we've got more information on the mask mandate that has been lifted. So we'll talk about that as well.
And former President Trump has some opinions about how to improve the Oscars. I'll tell you about that, too.
The Rooster for your morning. All the news you need to know. It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC. Now, here's Juliet Huddy and Frank Morano.
Good morning. 6 minutes after 6 o'clock. This is the WABC Early Morning News. Want to remind you, as you plan your listening day, I know a lot of people are eagerly anticipating the president's remarks tonight. We're going to carry those live on the radio, but you're also going to want to listen to the mayoral debate, the Democratic primary mayoral debate, this afternoon from 4 to 6, which will feature four of the leading candidates. Meantime, we've got plenty of early news for you. I'm Frank Morano.
And I'm Juliet Huddy. You'll have Sid up with sports at 6:15. Excuse me. Deb is following breaking news. I am suffering from horrible allergies today. And here's what you're going to be talking about, I think. We've got this mass shooting, a three-hour police chase, and a dead man sitting in the Starbucks drive-thru who happens to be a newlywed. It happened in L.A. yesterday. I'll tell you about it. And also, what the driver who allegedly ran down that NYPD officer was doing just hours before the tragedy. Horrible. Mm. And it's all on camera, as they say.
All right, at 6:07, Joe Nolan has all the traffic and transit that's available to you. How's it looking, Joe?
Well, Grand Central on the outbound side of LaGuardia Airport, you still are going to have those three lanes out again. The construction, that continues. It's still there, still in the process. I guess they're going to be getting this out of the way soon, but it's late-running construction, so it's causing problems, as you would imagine, in both directions on the Grand Central. Now, if you're on the Garden State Parkway northbound, getting off at exit 15048, which is Bloomfield Avenue, a right-lane collision, then 287 southbound at exit 17 in Bridgewater, 202-206, that accident's still there in the right lane. Now, mass transit, everybody right now pretty much on on or close to schedule. Alternate side is in effect, and they just updated that Garden State Parkway thing. It's an overturned vehicle, so that might be there for a while. An alternate side in effect. I'm Joe Nolan with Traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Thank you, Joe. And from the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, they also updated the weather forecast. It looks like we're going to only hit 83 today instead of 85, as they were saying before. 83 degrees, a mix of clouds and sun in the morning hours, and that'll give way to cloudy skies this afternoon. We may have a stray shower or a thunderstorm, just depending on where you live, but again, a high of 83. Tomorrow, we're looking at showers throughout the day, light in the morning, and then a steady rain throughout the afternoon, high of 74. Friday is looking pretty nice. 69 degrees will be the high. Sunshine with some clouds. And on Saturday, it's really looking nice. 65 degrees and lots of sun with a little bit of a breeze. So it might be a little chillier than we'd like, but still, you know, we'll take the sun. It's 49 degrees right now out in Huntington.
President Trump is going after the Oscars. Trump released a statement ripping the show for the low ratings it got. The telecast drew the smallest audience ever with fewer than 10 million viewers. Trump also wants the show to be called the Academy Awards again. He says political correctness is to blame there. Meantime, Trump urged the show to get a good host. He made that point in all caps. He claims, quote, "These television people only care about promoting Democrats and canceling Republicans."
He wants it to be called the Academy Awards and not the Oscars?
Yes, that's part of the statement.
What's why? I don't understand.
I'm not sure I get it either, but it is called the Academy Awards.
Well, it's kind of like a interchangeable type
right,
of thing.
Right, Oscars
but
is
I was just saying,
nickname.
Is Oscars... I don't know. I'm confused about that part. But anyway, speaking of... he has been out of office for several months now, 100 days essentially, and a recent poll shows President Trump's appeal may be waning a tad. His favorability rating among all adults has dropped since January from 40% to 32%. Meantime, among Republicans, 50% say they are more supporters of the GOP than the former president. 44%, though, say that they are more supportive of Trump than the GOP itself. Critics say Biden's relatively scandal-free presidency has made Trump's look less ideal, but the former president's supporters say being banned from social media and having less FaceTime is also a big issue.
The Bay Area home where YouTube was invented is now up for sale. The former home of YouTube co-founder Chad Hurley is now on the Menlo Park market for $5.7 million. The just over 3,200 square foot house is set behind Japanese maple trees and features four bedrooms and a living room that doubles as a cinema. Towards the back of the property is the famous garage where Hurley, Steve Chen, and Joed Karim created what would become a successful idea for housing videos via YouTube.
You know, you want people to know you for saying Maple and Salmon and Instagram and France, don't you?
I need a hallmark of some sort.
You got about 20 of them, and I like it because I'm starting to say these things now.
Good. See?
It's sickening. It's horrifying. Speaking of horrifying, this is just an awful story. A gunman is shot dead by cops after going on a rampage, killing a 24-year-old newlywed sitting at a Starbucks drive-thru and an Uber driver who was a father of two, among others. It happened Tuesday morning near the USC campus in downtown Los Angeles. It's not the best area, I have to say. At least one other person was shot but survived. The suspect, described as a man in his late 40s or early 50s, then led police on a three-hour car chase. Of course, only in L.A. do you have a three-hour car chase that ended in a shootout on an overpass where the suspect was fatally shot. Police are trying to figure out if the attacks were motivated by hate, given that two of the victims were Asian and one was Latino.
Small businesses only have one more day to pre-register for Phase 4 of New Jersey's Small Business Emergency Assistance Grant Program. Pre-registration is required in order for companies to apply, and the window closes tomorrow at 5 p.m. Owners who apply can qualify for grants ranging between $10,000 and $20,000. You can find the program on the NJ Economic Development Authority's website.
Well, Frank, you heard Deb Valentine talking about this awful story on the LIE. The woman who ran down that 43-year-old cop yesterday on the LIE, she is in big trouble. Jessica Beauvais is her name. Apparently, she posted a nearly two-hour live stream, essentially a podcast, Monday evening, where she ranted about, among other things, the Derek Chauvin trial. She talked about guns, the death penalty, and went on a particularly troubling riff about cops, wrapping the whole thing up by saying, F the police, all while vaping who knows what and doing shots. Just a few hours later, 43-year-old NYPD highway officer Anastasio Sacos was dead. Beauvais allegedly plowed into him as he was directing traffic at an accident scene. She drove off before being arrested, but she told cops before driving off, F you, I don't have to listen to you. And she is now, she's 32 years old. She's now facing 13 charges and probably many years in prison.
New York State Senate is expected to vote today on a resolution to overturn some of Governor Cuomo's executive orders related to the pandemic. One rule that could go away is a guideline requiring restaurants to serve food to customers who order an alcoholic beverage. Republicans are also calling for curfews that businesses have had to follow for months now to be eliminated. Lawmakers gave the governor emergency powers early in the pandemic. He's used them to issue health and safety guidelines and also control what parts of the economy can be open.
I mean, having two different sets of rules for New York City and New York State is just bizarre to me. I mean, if you're sitting still in New York City, you want to just get a drink, but you still have to order food?
Well, especially, I mean, this was illustrated very clearly when they had the ban on indoor dining in New York City, but you could go to Long Island or New Jersey and dine indoors. You have all sorts of people that might work in New York City and then live in places like New Jersey or Long Island. I mean, exactly. Who are you really protecting? I mean, to me, it's just silly.
Yeah. All right. Also, some new data on the J&J vaccine. It is back in play now after being put on pause for a few weeks over blood clot concerns, as you know. But now it turns out that a healthy San Francisco man in his early 30s also experienced a blood clot after he had the J&J vaccine. Now, was it caused by the J&J vaccine? That's what we have to obviously try to figure out. But it's unusual given the fact that previous patients were women under the age of 50, for the most part. The new case raises new mysteries, obviously, about the Johnson & Johnson jab. Scientists now have to basically go back to the drawing board to figure out if there is truly a gender gap difference or if the cases in those 15 women were just a fluke.
Well, somebody whose side effects I'm looking forward to hearing about starting at 6:30
talking about
is a man who is newly vaccinated, and he's also our sportsmeister, Sid Rosenberg.
Well, good morning.
How are you feeling, Sid?
I feel fine.
You don't feel a little feverish?
I don't feel any of that.
Chills?
No, my penis glows in the dark, but otherwise I'm fine.
Oh, my God.
I know.
But what's different?
Right, that's true. I keep getting told that after the first shot, there are no side effects.
Side effects from the J&J, the first shot, but John had the side effects after the second shot.
Right. Well, yeah. I get my second shot in 3 weeks. So far today, everything is good for me. Not so good for the Mets. They lost again last night. Red Sox beat them 2-1. Mets just can't hit. That's the bottom line. Francisco Lindor hitting just .212, getting booed in Queens every day. Yet, with a record of 9-9 inside that crappy NL East, the Mets are still in first place. They'll play the Red Sox again today, and the best pitcher in baseball, Jacob DeGrom, on the mound for the Mets, pitching to a 0.31 ERA. He's already won two Cy Youngs, and he's been better in the early going this year. Mets and Red Sox later on tonight. Yankees do win. They beat the Orioles 5-1. Anytime you get home runs in the same game from Judge and Stanton, usually the Yanks are going to win that one. Here's Giancarlo Stanton last night with home run number 6.
Stanton hits one deep to center field. Mullins back. Track. See ya. A long home run off the bat of Stanton. And it's 5-1 Yankees.
Michael Kay on the call, Yes Network. Again, Judge number 5, Stanton number 6. Corey Kluber got his first win as a Yankee. The Yanks improved to 10-13, still tied for last with the Baltimore Orioles. Nets have wrapped up a playoff spot. They beat Toronto last night, 116-103. Double-double for Kevin Durant. He goes 17-10. The bigger picture has the Nets, the number one seed in the East, 42-20, a game and a half better than the 76ers. But on this night, the Nets had to come back to beat Toronto. Here's their head coach, Steve Nash, on the comeback win.
I think also the more we were able to spread them out and play with a little pace, like I said, make them guard in space, we were able to create bigger openings, bigger gaps, longer rotations.
Rangers beat the Sabres last night 3-1. They're 4 points behind the Boston Bruins for the last playoff spot inside the Eastern Division. The Islanders got shut out 1-0 by Washington. Devils skated past the Flyers 6-4. And tomorrow night, big, big night, round one of the NFL draft. The Giants set to select number 11. The Jets expected to take BYU quarterback Zach Wilson to replace the recently traded Sam Darnold. They will pick number 2 behind Jacksonville, who should take Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence as Urban Meyer gets his first NFL coaching job. Sports at 15 and 45 for the WABC Early News. I'm Sid Rosenberg.
617, Joe Nolan's got the traffic and transit on the 7s. Hello, Joe.
All right, Frank, a new one now. As you travel on the northbound cross Allen at Northern Boulevard, an accident, at least one lane out of service. And again, that's just coming in, so you've got that issue. You also have a problem in New Jersey. On the Garden State Parkway northbound, the ramp to Bloomfield Avenue, exit 148. On that off-ramp, there's an overturned vehicle, and that's causing delays. 287 southbound down in Bridgewater, 202-206. Again, that right lane accident continues. And then as you head outbound on the Grand Central Parkway right by LaGuardia, that road work should be out of the way shortly again. It was supposed to be gone by 6, but they are still working. And alternate side, once again today, is in effect. The support service of LifeLock. Identity thieves love tax forms with personal info needed to steal your identity. That's why LifeLock helps protect, monitor, and restore your identity. No one can monitor all transactions on all businesses all the time, but you can save up to 25% off your first year at LifeLock.com, promo code RISK. I'm Joe Nolan, traffic on the 7s, Talk Radio 77, WABC.
Thank you, Joe. Everyone on social media these days is trying to figure out, how can I make money off of my posts? And Instagram, as Frank is going to tell you momentarily, is now offering some help, apparently. He's going to tell you that after weather, brought to you by the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center. It's going to be a very warm day today in New York City, 83 degrees, partly cloudy skies this morning. It'll become a bit overcast this afternoon, and we may have a stray shower or even a thunderstorm at some point. But again, 83 degrees. We're only going to get down to 63 degrees tonight. Tomorrow, the clouds bring in the rain. We'll get up to 74 degrees, but pretty much steady rain throughout the day. But Friday looks pretty good. 69 degrees, 70 degrees thereabouts with a mix of sun and clouds. And Saturday, we're getting down to 65 degrees, but we'll have a lot of sun, although we will have some light winds, and that could cool things off a bit. But otherwise, weekend's looking pretty decent.
All right. Good news.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in terms of business, the Dow Jones edged up 3 points yesterday. The S&P 500 lost almost a point, and the NASDAQ lost 48 points. As mentioned, Instagram is exploring additional ways for creators to earn more money. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg said they're working on a number of features, including a marketplace that matches brands with creators. He announced the features on the same day an Apple software update will make it harder for apps to track users across different programs. Many Instagram creators are already paid by sponsors. Zuckerberg said that Facebook would play a more active role in matching brands with the audiences they seek. Another change is creator shops, where users could sell directly through their social media network. The company did not say when the new features would be rolled out. Juliet.
Well, we have a big day today. We've got the Democratic debate starting at 4 o'clock right here on 77 WABC. But we also have a powerful, powerful morning packing a punch with Sid, Hollywood Rosenberg, and Bernard Long Beach McGurk.
There you go.
I like that.
I like that. When we fought back in, I can't believe it's 2003. We're going 18 years. We had that memorable Fear at the Pier boxing match for the late, great Don Imus. I was Sid the Hebrew Hammer Rosenberg, and he was Bernard Berserk McGurk.
Oh, that's good.
Don't you think you guys are about ready for a rematch?
If I had a dollar, every time I was asked that, I'd have Sean Hannity money. Really? I swear to God. That's how often I get asked that.
So you're taking the Apollo situation? There ain't going to be no rematch?
Well, I'm not saying that. I love the guy so much, I don't want to hit him. And the truth is, he beat the living daylights out of me 18 years ago. But my fear is I'll kill him this time around. And I don't want to hurt him. I need him. He's actually a great partner.
Why don't you hold that love and try to transfer it into the, what were we going to do? The newly host game?
The newly
game?
Host contest.
Well, yeah,
the newly
host that won't be physical. We'll just beat the living daylights out of you guys verbally.
Oh, famous last words, my friend.
Oh, it's going to be
ugly. Famous last words.
It's going to be ugly. Well, are we doing it? See. Is it going to happen?
I believe so. Let's get through today's Democratic debate, and then we'll bring it up with our promotions.
Well, we're going to put you director. On this morning, Frank, because I have, and Bernie agrees, deemed you the smartest local political man in the business.
I'm not sure what that's based on.
No.
We don't even really have a criteria.
but you're here
and you're smart, and I like you, so you're on.
You're very kind. No. I appreciate the invitation. I'll certainly be willing to stick around.
Okay,
thank you.
Do we even know who the four people are here today?
We have an idea. So I called our program. No, I emailed our program director. He said, make sure you promote the debate. So I email back, can you tell me which candidates are participating? Uh-huh. And he calls and says, well, it's fluid. We don't know exactly which four, but
right.
I have an idea, and I'll tell you who I think is participating.
Okay. It's going to be great either way.
That's right.
The stage looks amazing.
Yeah.
Dominic Carter and David Patterson are both great. And I don't think Yang is coming, though.
Yeah. No, he's going to be busy listening to podcasts of yours. A big fan.
That's what I heard. Yeah, Bill Ritter told me that. Anyway, he is not on today, but Frank Morano is on. Also on the show today, we'll talk to Dr. Nicole Sapphire, of course, Sloan Kettering Hospital, Fox News, about me getting my first dose vaccinated yesterday. And then a good buddy of mine, his name is Chris Mormondo, plays a very, very big role in the TV show Gravesend.
Oh,
also in the fabulous Miss Maisel and a bunch of other movies. He's worked with some of the best in the business.
Wait, he's on the marvelous Mrs. Maisel?
Yes, he is. Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Cool.
And he'll be live in studio coming up at 8 o'clock this morning. So we got a cool show. Frank Morano,
absolutely.
Chris Mormondo,
wow.
Nicole Sapphire. And we'll talk about getting vaccinated.
So,
I got killed yesterday for getting vaccinated. Killed by whom? Oh, on social media.
What do you care?
That's ridiculous.
These
I don't care. But what's funny is, this is what I don't get. I was getting killed by people. Juliet, you'll like this too. Their avatar is a picture of Donald Trump calling me
right.
sheeple. In the meantime, you morons, Donald Trump has been out there louder than anybody to go get vaccinated. Even Bill de Blasio gave Donald Trump credit yesterday.
I just wonder, are these the same people that when they were children said, no, mommy, I don't want a vaccine. Don't give me the polio vaccine. Don't give me this vaccine. Don't give me that vaccine.
Yeah, exactly.
This
right.
is a whole right. big politically motivated agenda thing, and it needs to stop.
But you're trying to ascribe logic to,
I know, to
internet
morons.
Trolls.
To morons, I know. I get it. Look. My wife even has been giving me a hard time, and it's very, very simple. I don't want to be shut out. I don't particularly think I'm going to die. I'm not worried about my health. I'm not. But I don't want to be shut out of certain events, and I do think we're going to be faced that in the not-so-distant future. So I got the shot.
Well, the other thing, though, Key is, yes, you're not worried about your health. You're a healthy guy, but you could still get it. If you're not vaccinated and transfer it to somebody who isn't healthy, and that's the whole point. We want to start to lower the ability for this, the viral load to be spread all over the place.
Well,
that's
at the risk of sounding insensitive, which I don't think I am. I'm tired of that. I'm tired of worrying every single day that I may get somebody else sick.
Well,
I mean, we live in a
well, what about
in
your
a
mother,
social
for
world.
Instance, your mother is
my
in
mother
an age group that's
let me tell you
vulnerable.
Something. Let me tell you something. COVID ain't going to kill my mother.
Nothing
can
that.
Kill Naomi Rosenberg, trust me.
Well,
she will spit in COVID's face.
Well, look, there are two people in my life that died of COVID, and
one
person was concerned about it, one person was not. And it's my father, my husband's like a second father to him. He wasn't concerned about it at all. He got it, and he was dead 2 months later.
Oh, I'm
and
sorry.
It's horrible, you know, and so you just don't know. So I'm really happy that you did it, Sid, just because I want you to stay alive and
well,
wow,
I love you. Thank you.
And
for
travel.
That.
And
thank
I want to hang out with you.
All right. Well, there you go. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. So we'll
hey,
talk
wait.
About
oh,
that
really
today.
Quick. Do you want to go to the to Kensington Palace and look at the Princess Diana
yes.
wedding gown?
Yes, I do.
You
yes,
need to
I
get
do.
Tickets. I got my tickets January or June 19th.
Oh, you already got your tickets?
At 1 o'clock, yeah.
Oh, look at you.
Come
All
on.
All right, cool. Well, I'm there. I'm there with you. So
okay.
Write it down.
All right.
All right? I love you okay. both. Thank you.
Love
Thank you,
too.
Sid. I enjoyed your interview with Letitia Romero yesterday.
Oh, that was good.
Shout out.
Yes, I did bring you up.
I appreciate that.
Yeah,
Thank
she
you.
Was. She wasn't that happy with you, I got to be honest.
Tell her to take a number. All right. So that's the Bernie and Sid show coming up at 6:30, which I will give whatever limited insight I have into the mayor's race. Dr. Nicole Sapphire will be here as well, and a whole bunch of other interesting stuff. Anything else happening, Juliet, that you think is noteworthy?
Well, no, nothing at all, as a matter of fact. But I look forward to the weekend. I look forward to our date. Introducing her spouses.
That's right. That's going to be big. We corresponded privately yesterday about whether we should try to switch our restaurant date to Saturday since Sid is going to be at that same restaurant on Saturday. We both agreed, I think, that it'd be better for our spouses to meet in a Sidless environment.
Oh, Sid would totally just, that would be it. He would be the center of attention.
Exactly.
And we would not, you know, Rachel and John would never get a word in edgewise
right.
to each other.
That's right. They still would not have met at the end of that dinner.
Don't worry, I'm busy those days.
Oh, stop it.
All right, we'll find out what Christian's excluded from next. Bernie and Sid show coming up at 6:30. Have a great day,
Christian.
Everybody. Joe Nolan's got traffic.